This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have tuned into eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook and Google Plus at eHealth Radio, and Twitter at Health Podcaster to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Lisa Avellino, one of New York's top fitness experts and a corporate wellness consultant who has worked in the fitness industry for more than 30 years. She developed the Balance 3H Plus Reboot Fitness Plan that accompanies the Balance 3H Plus Diet Plan at New York Health and Wellness. Reboot is a customized fitness program for women in perimenopause and menopause and features simple, fun, and effective 15-minute periods of exercise during the day. Lisa, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show.
Lisa, you are more than welcome. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So to get things started today, what is the best workout for someone that seems to have no time?
The best workout is the one that gets you motivated. So the first tip is to find an activity that you like. When it's an arduous task of running or doing an activity that maybe your friends might like and it's not something that you get excited about, then try something different. So the best workout is the one that you like, but also one that you can incorporate in your day and almost like a sneaky workout. So for example, even 5 minutes of marching, even 5 minutes of stretching can make a difference in speeding up your metabolism, increasing your oxygen level, and just making you feel like going further and taking the next step and really training the body to run optimally.
Now, Lisa, are these trendy boot camp workouts that we hear so much about that push you to your outer limits good to get into shape if you are just starting out?
Well, that's a great question. If you're just starting out, those may not be the best workout. Matter of fact, I don't recommend walking into a high-intensity boot camp with the premise being work as hard as you can to muscle fatigue or muscle failure with a very short recovery, when as a starting point, if you are overweight and carrying excess weight in your joints and you're being pushed harder than your, I'm not going to say comfort level, because when you're training, you really want to train outside the comfort level. So what are some signs to look for, right? So you're going to raise your core temperature and feel warmer. You'll break a sweat. You'll feel the dynamic tension. You'll feel the resistance of even your own body weight. And the fact that you're really concentrating both mentally and physically, you're going to feel like you're going up steps. Like, what does that feel like? So what we ask our clients to think about while they're moving in a structured manner or in a structured exercise plan is, what is your perceived exertion? So for example, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is like, I'm out of breath, or I feel like I couldn't do another repetition, and it just feels unsafe, or it just is past the point of control. And 1 to 0 being like mall walking or mindless walking, where you're really not getting your heart rate up. You don't feel a difference in your physical challenge. So we would say for starting out, somewhere between a 3 and a 5 in exertion. When you have you're really into the program, 2 months approximately, and of course with your doctor's recommendation. Never start any exercise program before getting approval, clearance, and recommendation from your doctor. But then as you progress in fitness level, yes, you can certainly increase your intensity and cross-train with something that's on the higher end. But just because a workout is trendy in boot camp and sometimes called hardcore push, 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 it may not be the best workout for you. It actually may work in the other direction. So we don't want you to get injuries. We don't want you to stress the joints. What's important to note is that we really want to balance all the categories, meaning flexibility, cardiovascular, strength training, core, balance, conditioning. So it's really all of those playing together to strengthen all systems in the body. that's when you really feel the most energy. This is about energy, well-being, and medical fitness, feeling healthy and getting those numbers down, right? Like getting your body fat percentage under 25%. It's not about who can lift the most weight, who can necessarily jump the highest, especially if you're going to put your joints at risk. So that's a great question. The trendy hardcore workout may not be in your best interest. Great question.
I actually have a lot in the pipeline for you here today, Lisa, so be ready for that. Now, what workout do you suggest for women going through perimenopause or menopause and why?
Well, certainly the Reboot 15 and the B3H Reboot program. Reason being, it's like resetting the system and really addressing the whole being from the outside in and from the inside out. Very often, if a woman is going through perimenopause or she's starting to feel the hormonal changes, and some symptoms might be night sweats or not sleeping through the night at all, or certainly feeling imbalanced in terms of some of the typical menopausal symptoms like hot flashes and on and on and on. So what's important is that you sort of start with a clean slate, like a new filter, like a reboot. So similar to your previous question, you don't necessarily want to go hardcore. Very often if a woman or anyone wakes up and they say, oh, I feel like I'm carrying excess weight and I'm motivated, that's it, I'm determined, I'm starting my diet tomorrow, I'm starting my program tomorrow, and very often they take on extreme measures because they want to see results really quickly. So, for example, if they cut their calories drastically and they increase their activity, one is working against the other. Because if you cut your calories, you're going to feel lethargic, you're going to feel fatigued, you're going to feel an extreme blood sugar swing, and you're not going to feel great, especially if your nutrient-dense value for the number of calories that you're having, or if you're skipping meals to achieve that, your body is going to work in the opposite direction, so to speak. So, for example, our bodies are designed for homeostasis, which is to sort of overcompensate, almost like a leveler in construction, so to overcompensate for whatever it is that you're doing. So whether that comes from the nutrient food side, right, nutrition, or from the exercise side, the body is trying to keep you at the same weight. So if you start a program, especially if you're perimenopausal or menopausal, with an extreme approach, the body perceives it almost like a crisis. And if you're over-exercising, you can sort of push yourself with adrenaline and get adrenal fatigue, which really exacerbates the condition of feeling fatigued, not feeling like moving. And now if you're over-exercising, then what happens is you can put stress on the joints, you can have extreme lactic acid in your muscles, and then you're just feeling like you're going uphill rather than balancing the body and really addressing the underlying issues of hormone balancing through proper exercises. And there are specific exercises that research supports that are better during that phase. So the Reboot 15 sets out to have shorter intervals and to be more consistent with that, rather than similar to like a yo-yo dieter, a yo-yo exerciser. So we don't want to do like an on-again, off-again, or even like every other day, or start out like gung-ho and work out really hard, and then your motivation wanes, you're feeling fatigued, or you hit the wall, and then you stop. So what this program is about is really focusing on a fusion of movements that are really designed to work the body, for example, full range of motion, which is called eccentric movement. So very often when we are stressed or fatigued, we tense up the neck, we contract the upper body muscles, which also limits circulation in certain areas, and we have limited range of motion, right? So with the Reboot 15, it's resetting or counterpointing muscles that you may not be using, number one. Number two, it really trains the mind and body to expand the lung capacity. It's called the VO max. When you increase your oxygen volume as a starting point, well, then you're working with like a six cylinders versus two. So imagine like, for example, if you're doing a belly breath, you can do it with me right now. Take a deep breath, Put one hand on your chest and one hand on your lower abdominal area. Take a deep breath. And if you take a really deep breath, you're going to feel your rib cage like two big balloons. You just feel your rib cage rise, right? And as you exhale, which we call a forced exhalation, you can feel some tension in the abdominal wall. So by just training the body, which is part of Reboot 15, to expand your lung capacity, you will feel so much more energy. So imagine one side of the graph is oxygen volume and the other is movement output. So energy in, energy out. Put good in, get great out. So it's really, again, the balance of core isolation, corrective alignment, and gentle movements. And I think the word gentle should be underlined and bolded, because very often people think that in order to burn fat efficiently, they need to work really hard. But in essence, we don't want to work harder per se. We would like to work smarter. Including in the cardiovascular range, if your target heart rate is too high, you're at or on the high end of your spectrum in the 70 to 85%, you're doing cardiovascular fitness, which is great if you're an athlete and great if you're progressing into your program and being monitored for cardiovascular fitness, right? But if your goal is starting out, rebooting the system, so to speak, and short interval workouts designed to burn fat efficiently, you want to keep your target heart rate on the lower end of the spectrum. So phase one is 15 minutes of focused exercise to expand your breathing, mindfulness through movement, becoming more aware of how to use your own body weight as resistance as we move against gravity. So taking exercises that mimic a compound movement is a gentle way of really speeding up the metabolism. And that's what the program's all about.
If you would, Lisa, get into how hormones are affected by our exercise and how we can balance our hormones through proper training.
Yeah, well, as a starting point, there are three main hormones that we speak of, cortisol, leptin, and ghrelin. And when these are out of balance, they can effectively change the way the body accesses fat stores. It can change how we sleep. It can prevent the body from accessing fat stores efficiently. And these negative effects outweigh the positive. So it's really important that we begin to understand that fitness and health is an inside job, right? So as a starting point, when we educate ourselves and we ask questions, like you ask questions, you get answers. You ask better questions, you get better answers. So sometimes people think hormones are something that you take or something that people just take artificially, but really it's the physiology of really understand the blueprint, so to speak, of how the body balances itself and is the key to some of the underlying issues of good health. So as far as exercise and the correlation between balancing hormones, one's hormones, and exercise, what's important to note is that over-exercising can have an effect on those hormones and add to the imbalance. And exercising properly with progression and the cumulative effect of those exercise routines. We start out at 15, then we increase to 30, we increase to 45, and of course science and research supports that 10,000 steps a day for walking is important, which everyone should know, 10,000 steps is 5 miles. But it's also important to also address the other categories, as in bone density, especially during perimenopause, menopause, because that is like the foundation of the building, our skeletal frame. So we need load-bearing and weight-bearing exercises to reinforce the bone. It's very important as an antidepressant that nature's Prozac is endorphins, those happy mood chemicals. And so when we exercise mindfully and with a systematic program that really addresses some of these issues, it actually makes it easier similar, let's compare it to nutrition, right? If you eat the right foods, if you have the right nutrition and the nutrient-dense value, like especially the greens and fruits and vegetables and the enzymes and the fiber, if all of those are playing like an orchestra, then you're less likely to overeat the foods that are that have low nutrient value, right? Like deep fried or sugar or the foods that we know, saturated fats, that have a contraindication, that are not yielding amazing energy. We all want to thrive. We all want to not just live longer, but we want to live better longer. We want energy. We want to feel good. We want to live pain-free. So everyone knows that it's not diet alone, right? It's a combination. It's lifestyle. But what is that lifestyle? Well, the lifestyle approach is what is good for you based on so many factors. Your hormones, what you're going through in life, external stresses, what is your day about? And what I mean by that is you want your body physically to be trained to the degree that your typical day, that you are stronger than the exertion that would be required of you, so that you're not just relying on your typical functional movement for activity, but that you are strengthening the joint action or the endurance equivalent for what your day is about. So those are just some of just the tipping point, the touch, really just a few points about people need to understand that it's not just a generic approach to calories in, calories out, or I'm just going to jump on the treadmill and do some abs, or I'm just going to take that class and hope it all works out. There really is more to the story, and I think one point that I want people to really come away with is to be respectful of the feedback that you're getting from your body. So trust your instincts. So if it doesn't feel right in your back or your neck or your knees, for example, like you're doing ab crunches and someone might say, Lisa, it hurts my neck. Should I do that? No. But that doesn't mean don't strengthen your core. There are so many different patterns and movements that will help you strengthen your core. When your abs are stronger, your back feels better. And then as you develop stronger muscles that balance one another, then you will have a different spectrum of movement to choose from and play with and rotate, because part of the reboot program is to also rotate exercise prescriptions, meaning you don't want to do the same routine. You want to rotate so that, meaning, for example, when your body gets used to a particular routine, it sort of outsmarts you. When it's proficient at that activity, then you would have to do the same routine faster or run further to achieve the same benefit. So since we have over 600 muscles in our body, then let's use other muscles and let's use the same muscles in different combinations. Sort of like you learn to drive, but you can drive the same way home every day, or you can take a different pathway. And this way, by taking a different pathway, you have more options, and you don't wear out the parts. So those are things to really keep in mind, that whether you're going through perimenopause or you're going through something else in your life, we really want to factor in if you have a previous injury that you're healing, or if yesterday you were helping a friend move and you pushed heavy furniture, or you are training for a marathon. You really want to consider all of those things, especially if you have a hereditary disposition or genetic disposition, if you're taking certain medications. We really want to look at the whole picture rather than just a cookie cut. Oh, I shouldn't say cookie. Rather than just a generic approach to movement.
What would you say, Lisa, is the best time of day to work out?
In my opinion, the best time to work out is, as a starting point, is whatever time you have, you fit it in. Because we've become a very busy lifestyle. It doesn't matter if someone is a full-time mom, a stay-at-home mom, or someone that has a punch clock and they're 9 to 5, or if they're starting a business or they're volunteering or starting a project with social media and with technology and this sort of go mindset that we're in, it's very often difficult to find the time for a structured exercise routine. So as a starting point, the time that you have is the time that you do it. Now that's part one. But part two is to really develop clear, structured time and put it in your calendar. Put it, whether it's your Google Calendar, whether it's your journal, schedule the time, because time management skills have a definite effect on progressive training and health and well-being. So we really need to prioritize oneself and the importance of getting your, I call it the DDOO, the daily dose of oxygen. We really need to prioritize that so that we find the time and not at the end of the day as an afterthought when we do everything else. But what one will find is that if they say, let's say someone might say, I don't have the time, well, then I would say, wake up earlier. Because if you set your alarm for 30 minutes earlier, you have 15 minutes to do a series and a sequence of alignment and stretches before you jump in the shower, before you do your morning routine. If you have an hour for lunch, use 30 minutes for a power walk, but walk mindfully and put more focus on it. Or do the Reboot 15, and you can sneak that in the afternoon or at the end of the day. So the best time to work out really is find the time, chart it out, put it in your journal. But I also prefer doing a morning workout personally because it will speed up the metabolism. Our largest muscle in our body are the gluteus maximus muscle, right? The glutes. So if we focus on even 5 minutes of exercise in the morning, if that's all you have, do a child pose, stretching the lower back, engage your glutes, be really mindful, bring it to at least a moderate level of fatigue with repetition count, focus on the breathing, upper body stretches. So even 5 minutes in the morning will exponentially increase your energy level throughout the day. So the best time, I love the morning. But if you don't have the morning, then the best time is whatever time works for you, but get it in.
Certainly some very informative, helpful, and inspirational information shared here today. Thanks so much for that, Lisa. And just on a personal note, I do get up at 5:20 a.m. every Monday through Friday, and that is when I find time. By getting up early in the morning certainly do work best for me. Lisa, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on you, your services, and how we can be in touch as well.
So much, and thank you for sharing your morning get up at 5:30 a.m. motivational tip. For more information about the B3H Reboot 15, go to nyhealthandwellness.com. That's newyorkhealthandwellness.com, but it's nyhealthandwellness.com. Thank you so much.
Lisa, it has been great to have had you with us, and certainly look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio. All the best.
All the best to you. Have a healthy day.
We have been speaking with Lisa Avellino, one of New York's top fitness experts and a corporate wellness consultant who has worked in the fitness industry for more than 30 years, and a developer of the Balanced 3H Plus Reboot Fitness Plan that accompanies the Balanced 3H Plus Diet Plan at New York Health and Wellness. And for more information and for contact, simply visit nyhealthandwellness.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.